This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Would you buy a season ticket for the NFL's Oakland Raiders in the lower level of the Alamo Dome for $1,500?
Sure.
How about buying a season ticket in the upper level of the Alamo Dome for $800?
Sure.
Do you think your company would be interested in buying luxury boxes
Sure.
at the Alamo Dome?
Sure.
Those questions are included in a survey which mysteriously started popping up around San Antonio over the weekend. The survey has been emailed from an Alamo Dome email address, but the Alamo Dome says it's not conducting the survey. San Antonio Sports, which is the private organization that lobbies for Final Fours and so forth downtown, they didn't know anything about the survey. A city spokeswoman said she didn't know anything about the survey. The name on the survey is Barrett Sports Group. Barrett Sports Group is headquartered in, interestingly, California.
Well, of course.
According to Barrett's website, Barrett conducts, quote, stadium development, economic and fiscal impact studies, and transaction due diligence to clients who are interested in buying or selling professional sports franchises.
Wow, there are a couple of hosts named Jim Forsyth and Charlie Parker talking about a mysterious survey being sent to people in and around San Antonio, Texas, that are leading a lot of people to believe the Oakland Raiders may be thinking about moving to that area of Texas. So, as we get started with our talk radio countdown show, the review of the top talk topics of the week, things going on in the world of sports talk radio, including NFL action, the number 10 item, as is per the case most of the time on the countdown show. My name is Doug Steffen. I'm here to overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week ending October the 10th. So let's review together all of these talk radio items, folks, at Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television is, studying the talk radio industry, the personalities, the stations, the policies, that sort of thing. So the program here will reflect what's been going on across the country this past weekend. As I said, at number 10, the NFL is number in the number 10 spot. So we go from number 10 to number 1 through the course of this hour.
Number 9.
Number 9, what's going on in Ferguson and the protesters that were at Busch Stadium during the playoff games this past week. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about the protests over the Michael Brown shooting that moved into St. Louis at the baseball stadium there during this week's playoffs.
The Cardinals, they had the big game against the Dodgers. And while they were there, it seems like the people protesting the Michael Brown case, the Darren Wilson police officer shooting Michael Brown case, they're now trying to latch on to events to get people to pay attention. They had the protest in the symphony the other day we told you about. Now they got the protest outside the St. Louis Cardinals game at Busch Stadium. And there was a small group of protesters, and they started some chants. Let's listen very closely to one of these chants. This is, I believe they're saying, who do we want? Darren Wilson, the officer. And then what do we want? So now it goes from who do we want? Darren Wilson several times. How do we want him? Dead. What? Not arrested, not prosecuted, not maybe in jail for life. We want him dead. And then the guy slides into how is Mike Brown dead? How do we want him dead? So it's going back and forth between Mike Brown and Officer Wilson, which to me implies he's saying, hey, Mike Brown was dead, he should be dead. So now we've gone just from saying we need, quote, justice, to saying justice is he's dead. They are now going to be judge, jury, and executioner for this guy before the grand jury's even decided if he should be charged in the crime. Glad we're keeping our heads about us. Glad we're in a country that you're innocent until you're proven guilty. As I said, this guy might be guilty. Officer Wilson might be guilty. I don't know. And you don't know, and those protesters don't know.
Number 8. That doesn't make much difference, though, does it? Especially when it comes to the news media. Convicted before questioned. All right, so number 8 has to do with what's going on in North Korea and who's put the bop in the bop-shoe-bop-shoe-bop, or who's gone after Kim Jong-un, or is he off on his own somewhere? Here's host David Bowes talking to analyst Blaine Harden about the apparent disappearance of the North Korean leader.
What are your thoughts on the disappearance of Kim Jong-un? He hasn't been seen of late. It's not untypical for him to skip this observation of his father's memory, but it's getting all kinds of conspiracy theories that he's not showing up in public, and I wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, he's been gone a fairly long time, 37 days, which is longer than he's been out of the public eye before. But knowing what it means, is it's almost impossible to say with any authority, because what North Korean leaders do is just veiled a thousand ways from American understanding. And this is a country that is really built on a series of extended lies. I mean, they teach their people that the Americans started the Korean War, that North Korea won the Korean War, that their leader is a highly respected country, highly respected leader, and that North Korea is an important country. So everything about the leadership and this state is a lie, basically. So his disappearance, his appearances in public are also deceptive. They're carefully scripted. They show him as a sort of godlike figure who walks around and dispenses wisdom on everything from ski resorts to peanut butter factories. So it's all a sort of a theatrical production. Right now there seems to be a break in the production, and whether that means that he is sick or clinging to power or simply readjusting his act, it's just not known. But there does not seem to be anything going on in North Korea to suggest that power is being fought for. There's been no interesting movements of the giant army in the country. The number 2, 3, and 4 leaders in the country went to South Korea this weekend and negotiated a beginning of some sort of dialogue with South Korea, which is new and maybe important. If he was out of power, or if there was a power transition going on, that trip wouldn't have happened.
Hope you haven't lost any sleep about what's happened to Kim Jong-un during the course of the week. There are a couple of interesting speculative ideas about that because a lot of people seem to care. I don't happen to be one of them. I wonder if you care. 888-302-3684 about which you do care, if you care to join us using or overdoing the care thing. Speaking of that, Obamacare, number 7, up next on the countdown.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color, double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
This Columbus Day weekend during Guitar Center's Fall Savings event, save up to 70% on guitars, drums, keys, DJ recording, and more. Like an Epiphone Les Paul electric guitar or a Fender acoustic guitar, just $89 each. A Simmons electronic drum kit, now just $288. Howard PA cabinets, only $129 each. Or D'Addario bass strings, just $10 a pack. Plus get low monthly payments with your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Number seven. This week, the focus on the Affordable Care Act. Here's Judy Woodruff talking to medical analyst Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. What a great name, huh? Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, about Emanuel's criticism of the healthcare.gov website. That was something that received a lot of attention last year, and now he tells us what he thinks of the website healthcare.gov 2.0.
Healthcare reform just observed 1 year anniversary of being the law of the land this week. How is it doing? And I want to ask you in the context of, I guess it was a year ago, you were somebody who was critical of the launch in some ways and the way it had been handled. You wrote about some things that need to be fixed. So I guess my question is, what pitfalls do you see out there right now? What worries you about it as we go forward?
First of all, the law has been in effect for almost 4.5 years now. The exchanges were opened a year ago, and I was very critical of a very bad, almost disastrous rollout that required 2 months of intensive work to get it even to moderately working order, and I think some of that has been repaired. But we should put the Affordable Care Act in context. And in terms of access and getting the uninsured coverage, it's actually done very well despite the disastrous rollout. More than 8 million people got insurance through the exchanges, millions more on Medicaid, young children being able to stay on their parents' plan. We have, you know, between 9 and 12 million people who were uninsured before getting insurance within the first year. That is a big success. Quality, a lot of the programs that incentivize quality have begun to show results with the decline in hospital infections and other things. And costs for the last 3 or 4 years, costs have really been under control. The growth in Medicare and Medicaid has been held steady. So on any measure you pick, the Affordable Care Act has had an important positive impact on the healthcare system. Are there things to worry about? Absolutely. I put at the top of my list, you know, is the relaunch of the exchange in November 15th going to be smooth? Are people going to be able to shop quickly, get the information they need? You know, there are sites out there that do sell health insurance where the average shopping time is under 20 minutes. That's really, and they have a lot more bells and whistles than healthcare.gov. They have scenario planning. So you buy insurance, and then before you actually purchase it, you can say, well, how much would I have to pay if I got appendicitis? Over the course of the year, given the drugs I'm on, what's my total out-of-pocket, including premiums, going to be? We don't have that yet on healthcare.gov, and they really need to upgrade this to be much, much more focused and much more 21st century e-commerce site. And I've been maintaining that forever.
Okay, so you want to know how much it cost this year for the new Obamacare website? $840 million. You want to know what the cost of the train wreck, call it train wreck, trainwreck.gov. The Obamacare website, since its inception, has cost you, the American taxpayer, $1.7 billion. That's how much the website has cost. All right, no myths, there's facts. 21 after the hour. Next up on the countdown, number six.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show focuses on immigration, immigration reform, something that seems to go on week after week after week politically. It's a hot topic because the elections are coming up. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to immigration attorney Gordon Kwan about many cities around the country who are refusing to hold arrested illegal immigrants long enough for immigration officials to get them out of the country.
There's a story that would suggest that cities around the nation are no longer, due to some court rulings, are no longer holding those in this country illegally extra days so that ICE can come by and pick them up and deport them. Here in Harris County, it is being reported today that that isn't necessarily the case. So why is it you would think that would happen more here than it would in other places? But you say ICE is in our jails.
Well, you know, immigration is a very sensitive issue for this community. How people are handled. I've been out with Sheriff Garcia at different events as well as with ICE, and people are concerned what goes on. So ICE is monitoring this very carefully. Actually, I think it's people like yourself who would report if they didn't do their job well, Matt. But I think the same situation.
You would be right, Gordon. You would be right.
So I don't think it's the same situation around the country. And a lot of local governments who are hurting for money say, why am I spending my money housing people when ICE hasn't come around to pick these people up?
All right. So you're saying that ICE is, so we are deporting people, correct? I mean, ICE is picking people up in our jails for the purpose of, in Harris County, for the purpose of deporting them back to where they came from. Is this what you're telling me?
Not exactly. What it is they're picking up on detainer and they're putting him in immigration custody where they have a chance to bond out through immigration custody or have a hearing before an immigration judge if they have a basis to stay. So, yeah, I mean, some will be deported. A large portion will be. But others are given their due process rights to present their case before an immigration judge.
But you and I both know that getting in front of that immigration judge could take literally years, right, Gordon?
correct, and that's why they're doing different things such as bonding, such as monitors, such as under supervision, so the people don't have, the government doesn't have to spend all that money housing these individuals.
But you and I also both know, because we both read the same same papers and websites, that the government has said, especially with those that have recently come across the border, that about 80% of them never show up, and that percentage may actually be higher. So how many of these folks from Harris County jails actually show up a year or two later?
You know, Matt, I've heard those figures, I've read those figures, but I think if you look deeper into it, there's actually a larger percentage that do show up. I saw another article about L.A. where they had something in the order of 70% show up. So, you know, the people I see do by and large show up, and recently immigration has been focusing on those people who didn't show up, got an absentia order, and they went out and found them and removed them. And I have seen these same people being removed from our community.
Speaking of immigration, there is a lot of attention being given this week to a number of Cubans who seem to be flocking to America. The immigration with an E, immigration is leaving a country, immigration is coming into a country. E means out, I means in. The numbers of people risen dramatically since Cuba lifted travel restrictions, most new arrivals passing through Mexico or coming right to the United States, right to Miami or to southern Florida or into Texas as well. Bet you didn't know that was going on. Interesting item, which is included in our conversation here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit March of Dimes.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Recapping now what's going on in the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio at number 10. Going back again, we start at number 10 during the top of the hour and get to number 1 before the hour is over. What's going on in Sports Talk Radio in the NFL, number 10. The Ferguson protesters appearing at Bush Stadium, number 9. What's going on in North Korea, number 8. The Affordable Health Care Act, number 7, and its costs, or the website at any rate. Immigration reform, number 6. So that brings us around to
number 5.
Number 5, the focus on the midterm elections. And even the presidential race 2 years down the road. Here's host Debbie Rodriguez talking to Maggie Haberman, who's at Politico.com. They discuss how both sides are using Hillary Clinton for the upcoming midterm elections.
The Democrats' chances of gaining seats in the House next month to take a majority are, what would you say, slim to none?
I think maybe more none to none.
Okay, why would major donors want to keep throwing money at the candidates then?
Oh, this is the way to keep them engaged is to say, A, we need to hold on to what we have and not lose it, and B, the reason that that is so important is so that we can go into 2016 with A, a chance of recapturing the House with Hillary at the top of the ticket with strong coattails, and B, she would then have a Democratic majority if she wins the White House. This is a pretty 1-2 punch type of sale that House Democrats and their fundraisers are making, and seems to be, at least in terms of the fundraising perspective, effective.
So this Hillary thing is a pretty good bet.
Certainly that she's running.
I think they're speaking about it as if she's already won.
I think that they have to. It's, you know, you get the political form of visualization becoming a reality. But look, Democrats do believe that she will have a really, really strong coattail effect on the down ballot if she is at the top of the ticket.
President Obama, are they having him lay low on purpose?
There's not a lot of people who are dying to be seen with President Obama right now, if they're running for office in competitive districts or competitive statewide races. Not so much.
How does the Republican Party respond in terms of the November elections coming up, Maggie?
Respond to President Obama or respond to Democrats wanting Hillary? I mean, either way, the Republicans, in terms of Hillary, are also using her as a good fundraising draw. Republicans have used her as a fundraising appeal for their own base for now. And they're doing the same thing. We better prepare for this in 2016, and we know Hillary Clinton will be starring.
Okay, where do Democrats stand a chance of getting seats next month?
They don't really stand much of a chance of gaining House seats in a lot of places. They need a whole some of their tightest races. We have some very tight races in New York that they are very focused on among Staten Island, Long Island, the Jim Bishop seat, Sean Patrick Maloney, north of the city. There's a bunch of places where they are basically just trying to hold on to what they have.
Number four. The number four item this week, interesting television. Bill Maher, who hosts a cable show, had as a guest Ben Affleck, and they had a discussion, or I don't know, they had an argument. Talk host Brian Suits here, with a focus on the arguments over Islam that came up during the Affleck appearance on Bill's program.
Well, you'll always have the Rosie O'Donnells who, you know, if you're talking about radical Islam, they'll say, well, fundamentalist Christians did the same thing. And as Dr. Sim Harris, the author of End of Faith, who was on Bill Maher's Real Time over the weekend, as he points out, a lot of people say, well, back in 84, they bombed an abortion clinic. You know, that was 84. All right. And so anyway, Ben Affleck had many of his assumptions challenged. And one of the biggest assumptions, of course, is that there's 1.5 billion people who are Muslim and that the overwhelming majority of them wish nothing but peace. And so this was the confrontation. And when you can tell in Ben Affleck snorting and exhaling that when you're surrounded by people who simply nod their head north and south every time you say something, you get huffy when somebody with facts shows up. So here's the part of the exchange that I think got Ben Affleck fuming.
You're saying that the idea that someone should be killed if they leave the Islamic religion is just a few bad apples?
The people who would actually believe in an act that you murder somebody if they leave Islam is not the majority of Muslims at all.
Okay, but let me break this down for you. As you say, we have 1.5, 1.6 billion Muslims. Now,
second biggest religion in the world, a quarter.
Well, Ben, let me unpack this. Let me unpack this for you.
Please do.
Just imagine some concentric circles here. You have at the center, you have jihadists. These are people who wake up in the morning wanting to kill apostates, wanting to die trying. They believe in paradise.
Horrible, bad people.
And martyrdom. Outside of them, we have Islamists. These are people who are just as convinced of martyrdom and paradise and wanting to foist their religion on the rest of humanity, but they want to work within the system. They're not going to blow themselves up on a bus. They want to change governments. They want to use democracy against itself. Those two circles arguably are 20% of the Muslims.
Gosh, that 20% of 1.5 billion. That's almost 300 million. Oh, wait, it is. So how does Ben Affleck react to this? And listen to the poll results that Dr. Sam Harris is about to hit Ben Affleck with.
Okay, this is not
what are you basing that research on?
A bunch of poll results that we can talk about. So to give you one point of contact, 78% of British Muslims think that the Danish cartoonist should have been prosecuted. 78%. So I'm being conservative when I roll this back to 20%. But outside of that circle, you have conservative Muslims who can honestly look at ISIS and say that does not represent us. We're horrified by that. But they hold views about human rights and about women, about homosexuals that are deeply troubling. So these are not Islamists. They're not jihadists. But they also keep women and homosexuals immiserated in these cultures. And we have to empower the true reformers in the Muslim world to change it. And, lying about the link between doctrine and
Ben is huffing and he's a little confused on this, but the disconnect that Bill Maher and I'm not like I say, I think the reason I have credibility on this is because I'm not a big fan of Bill Maher's, I'm not a big fan of his shtick, but on this he's spot on. That if you're in America and you're going to call yourself a liberal and you're pointing to, Utah's gay marriage ban as the hottest iron in the fire, while 200 million people are prepared to actively beat or kill women who talk back or homosexuals or whatever, then you're a phony.
Number three, Adam, this week on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Supreme Court getting started with its sessions. And this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman about what the Supreme Court has been up to as they get started in their session, including the gay marriage discussion, search and seizure, case of whether a Muslim prisoner has the right to grow a beard, that sort of thing. So let's get caught up here.
That case is Holt versus Hobbs, and it's kind of a strange one. Holt is a prisoner in Arkansas serving a life sentence for attacking his former girlfriend, and he's now a Muslim. He's now a Muslim, and
He wasn't a Muslim when he went in.
No.
I missed that part of it. Really.
Yeah.
Oh, he converted. Nice.
Yes. So now the question is his religious rights versus the rights of the prison to make limitations on appearance. I mean, for instance, you know, hoodies are not allowed in prison, and with good reason, because with hoods on, you can't see which one of the hoods underneath the hood is doing something that they may not be able to do. We've also got some really interesting things coming up in regard to the Fourth Amendment and search and seizure, because technology is changing so much. If you arrest someone, does that give the police the authority to check their cell phone and get information from that without a warrant? So we've got a new one where a passenger, Helen versus North Carolina, it's a guy named Helen, Nicholas Helen, and he was pulled over, and when they pulled over his car, they were checking other information from his electronic materials. But one of my favorites has to do with a case of Yates versus the United States, and this is one where someone was catching fish that were too big, grouper, he was catching them that were too small. He was arrested and threw the fish over the boat, and now he's was convicted of a crime for mutilating and destroying tangible objects. So the Supreme Court is going to decide whether a fish is a tangible object.
Good God. Go ahead. No, they won't touch what?
They won't touch the same-sex marriage, but they will tell you if your fish is too big.
All right. There's always room for a smile here. There needs to be more smiling done in the confines of the News Talk Radio conversational world, in my opinion. So that's a good story. Number two up next here on our continuing review of what's going on in the world of consumer-oriented News Talk Radio.
Kohl's has brand news, big home names to fall for. Whip up delicious with KitchenAid and 10 to 33% off Cuisinart. Pick up Food Network gadgets to 25% off. Fluffy Chaps towels just $12.99 each. Find 30% off Disney bedding. And clean up with 10 to 15% off Dyson. Save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. And visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family pass. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
Number two item this week, a focus on ISIS. A local Kurdish official, Syrian activists say the ISIS group is shelling a Syrian border crossing with Turkey, trying to capture it. The latest aggression going on there. A lot of people in Europe, a lot of people all over the world are quite concerned about this. The conversation continues from our Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Alan Ludell talking to CBS correspondent Terry Schultz about Turkey, Syria, and the airstrikes going on there against ISIS.
Looks like the Turks are very resistant. I guess they don't want to aid Kurds who have their own separatist aspirations, and they're more intent on toppling Bashar al-Assad.
Yeah, that's not the way they put it, because that was the exact question I asked the Turkish foreign minister today. Why are you so reluctant? And he said, we're not at all reluctant, and went into a list of complications, which you yourself just did admirably right there. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to say that they don't want to, you know, help one Kurdish faction or another Kurdish faction. They're in a very difficult situation. And as you say, I cover NATO, which is why I'm here with the NATO Secretary General. And he was not publicly pressuring the Kurds, as is happening from Washington. He said he was here to consult with them, to listen to their problems, listen to their concerns, but he did remind them that they have the second largest army in NATO after the U.S., and the parliament recently approved to use this force if necessary to help protect the Turkish border. And you know, the town of Kobani is within a stone's throw of the Turkish border, so things are very, very tense here. But as you say, as of now, the Turkish government says it is not sending in ground troops by itself unless there is an international coalition that's going to go in and not only deal with Kobani, but also topple President Bashar al-Assad.
But isn't also part of the problem, I mean, the Turks don't have as much of a problem with the Kurdish National Council, but they do have a problem with the Kurdish militia that I guess is the most effective fighting force, which happens to be linked to the PKK, which of course fought a war in Turkey.
Right. I mean, the Turks have said that for them, the PKK and ISIL, whatever you want to call them, are the same. They see them in the same way, which may shock people on that side of the Atlantic, but that shows how serious this is for them, that they consider both of them terrorist organizations, and now they're being asked to help one of those organizations. But
actually, kind of makes some sense when you think about 6 months ago, the United States was aiding the rebels who were trying to overthrow Assad. And some of the rebels that were getting, or the so-called rebels that were getting aid from us, are now members of ISIS using the weaponry that we gave to them. So that's one part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that Assad was declared to be a bad guy by us, number one, the Western European countries, number two. Many people around the world thought that this guy, as much of a bully and a brute as he is, should be dispatched. Now all of a sudden that's changed, and the Turkish government doesn't like it because the Turkish government hasn't liked him because he's threatened the Turkish regime. So what they're saying seems to make some pretty good sense. Now, the effectiveness of the coalition is under scrutiny as well. The U.S. and its allies, including some of the Gulf states, have conducted 130 airstrikes against the militants since September 22nd. Reuters says that former administration officials say the program itself is still taking shape. In other words, they don't have a plan. It kind of reminds me of the whole situation with the case of Ebola, cases of Ebola. There's no plan. There's a lot of talk, but no plan. So that's what a lot of people have been focusing on. Speaking of Ebola, that's the number one issue, and that's in the focus next here on The Countdown.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item this week on the overview of what's happening in the world of News Talk Radio Focus is, this is certainly something that was expected. There's not anything unpredictable about this. The Ebola cases and the threat of Ebola around our country and around the world. So let's go back to a conversation I had on the Good Day program this week, talking to aviation emergency crisis consultant Ken Jenkins. We discuss airport screening and why we don't just ban air travel from these areas in Africa that are affected with Ebola.
Well, and what I don't understand about the current situation is that there is a lot of activity that's going on that isn't being discussed right now. There are quite a few of the locations in Africa where airlines are no longer flying. They're not flying in and or out of those countries. And if they are, they're only for humanitarian purposes. But even within our own country, between the Department of Transportation and the CDC, they have aviation resources for quarantinable diseases. And by that, I mean that they have processes already set up, and they did way back when the pandemic flu was supposed to be the big epidemic that was going to hit, the bird flu. And that would be what to do if you have somebody that was sick on a plane coming into the United States. Well, even prior to that, airlines, even those flying today, have their own line of defense through the their frontline employees and airport employees. And meaning if a flight attendant, for example, saw that somebody was sick on a plane, was showing certain kinds of symptoms, they would go to the cockpit to tell the pilot that this is what they were seeing, who would contact medical department for that airline, who would contact the CDC or the local public health department to meet that plane on arrival in that location. And that happens today, even before Ebola broke out. There are 20 quarantine stations for the CDC around the United States. And this has been a very active system for years, and yet there seems to be no discussion about that process in place today.
The guy who runs the CDC says 77 people have been pulled out of lines to board flights from these countries. That seems like a pittance to me. Seems like an almost nonsense.
Well, it does. It does seem small, but at the same time, that's a good sign. We certainly don't want to see that number increase. Mm-hmm. But it does also show that that's how well their active system of screening is going. The country of Nigeria, for example, is what you can see on the news recently is that it looks as if they've stopped the outbreak in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And the first line of defense is through your active system of screening to see if somebody has a fever, for example. So they're doing that at the outports. And now they're looking at, in the United States, at four of the ports into the U.S. in Chicago, JFK, Newark Airport, and Washington Dulles, looking at having arriving flights from international locations, having an active system of screening there, too, to see if you can find out if somebody has a fever, which could be the first symptom of Ebola.
Here's host Frank Beckman with David Howard from Kentucky Bioprocessing. They discussed the status of the experimental drug ZMAP, which seemed to be pretty effective against the Ebola virus where it was applied.
Where's all the ZMAP? Is it all gone? Why can't we use it on these other patients?
Well, that would really be a question to ask medical professionals and the folks taking care of them, as well as government officials. The bottom line is ZMAP is not approved as a drug in the U.S. or other nations. And simply, you know, earlier in the year at Kentucky Bioprocessing, which, of course, is a contract manufacturer of MAP Biopharmaceuticals. So we're just a contract manufacturer, not involved in the decision-making process or negotiations with government or health officials or all of that. We're a contract manufacturer of MAP Biopharmaceutical. And what we have done since the beginning of the year is our focus was we were developing the or manufacturing the compound, the ZMAP compound, in anticipation for expected testing and drug approval protocols. So we were, you know, going at those levels of production. Then, of course, things dramatically changed come July on all of the, you know, unexpected occurrences. You know, everything that happened, you know, who would have anticipated all of that to occur? So as a result now, of course, you know, we, KBP, Kentucky Bioprocessing, complied with a request from Emory University and Samaritan's Purse to provide a limited amount of ZMAP to Emory, and we complied with that. And as such, you know, as time has gone on now, we have ramped up production of ZMAP. We have added personnel on. We are operating 24/7, trying to expedite the process as quickly as possible. But again, remember, our focus really is trying to develop it to continue forward on drug approval protocols, and hopefully with our production and going there, we can expedite this process as quickly as possible. But of course, that is that is the call of the various agencies that are involved in that process.
As usual, a poll at DougStefan.com asks you to tell us what you think the top item was this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.